This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another day, another market-moving tweet from the president-elect of these United States. The defense contractor Lockheed Martin and its F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program were the targets this time. Trump called the F-35 program and its costs, quote, out of control, and he promised again to save billions of dollars in military and other spending once he takes office. Shares in Lockheed and other defense contractors promptly fell because, of course, capitalism. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, fixing the problems with the F-35 is not going to be easy.
The F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program, started in the mid-1990s, is the largest defense program in history. Ben Fitzgerald follows technology at the Center for a New American Security.
It's intended to replace a large number of current combat aircraft. And in doing so, they've tried to create sort of a one-size-fits-all combat aircraft that can support the Air Force and the Navy and the Marine Corps.
Oh, and for the Marines, it has to be able to land vertically.
The engine pivots from being behind the aircraft to underneath it, which is an engineering marvel.
If all that sounds like a tall order, it has been. Lawrence Korb is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense, now with the Center for American Progress. He says the F-35 has been plagued by cost overruns, partly because it was rushed into production before testing was complete.
We're talking about a $1 trillion program over the life of it. So President-elect Trump is absolutely right.
Korb hopes Trump will slow down production and renegotiate the contract. Jacob Cohn with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment says ordering fewer planes would reduce the total cost.
But it'll increase the unit cost as all the fixed costs get shared over a smaller number of aircraft.
Speaking in Israel today, a Lockheed executive said the company has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to reduce the price of the F-35 and looks forward to any questions the president-elect may have. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.